Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Won't you be my neighbor? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have you ever heard of Mr. Rogers? He was the kind man on a popular kids' TV show called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. At the beginning of every show, he sang a little song that said, "Won't you be my neighbor?" That was his way of saying, "I want to be kind to you." In today's Bible story, Jesus tells us to be like Mr. Rogers, kind, caring, and ready to help anyone who needs it. To help explain what that means, Jesus told a story called The Good Samaritan. Here's how it went. A man was walking down the road when he got attacked by robbers. They beat him, stole his stuff, and left him on the ground badly hurt. First, a priest walked by, someone who worked in the church, kind of like a pastor. But instead of helping, he walked on the other side of the road. Next, a Levite came along, another church helper. But he did the same thing. He saw the hurt man and just kept going. That doesn't sound very neighborly, does it? Then someone else came down the road, a Samaritan. Now, Samaritans and Israelites didn't get along at all. In fact, they usually didn't even talk to each other. But this Samaritan stopped. He helped the hurt man. He put bandages on his wounds, put him on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and paid for him to stay there until he felt better. Was the Samaritan a good neighbor? Definitely. He helped someone who was very different from him. He showed kindness, even to someone who might not have done the same for him. So what does Jesus want us to learn? Being a neighbor doesn't just mean living next door. It means seeing someone who needs help and helping them, even if they're different from you, even if you don't know them, even if it's hard. So the next time you're out in your neighborhood, practice asking, "How can I be a neighbor today?" We pray to our God. Heavenly Father, help me notice people who need help. Help me be a kind and caring neighbor, like the Good Samaritan. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.